Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wide open, he hits Zach Ertz. Ertz, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Arizona.
Well, welcome to Arizona, Mr. Ertz.
Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome on in, BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth on a Wednesday. We got a ton to get to today on the show, but we've been doing this now for about 3 or 4 weeks, our NFL power rankings every Wednesday as we look at the top five teams right now in the NFL. It's become one of our favorite segments. We'll wait till Joe will go last because we need to build the suspense if he'll finally give some credit to the now 7-0 Arizona Cardinals. But boom. I'll say before, and Aaron, you could go first. But before you go, I'll just say this. When we first started doing this, I think I had 9 teams, and I found it difficult to pare it down to 5. I thought there were about 9 good teams in the NFL, you know, very good or good teams, whatever you want to say. And then I tried to pare it down to 5, and I found it difficult. As the weeks have gone on, my list has grown. I have more good teams. Like, yeah. I can't ignore some teams now that I was ignoring earlier. For example, the Titans did not make my top 5. They're not in my top 5, even though they've been very impressive the last 2 weeks. But they're certainly on my list now, right? I have to include them on my list of teams that I consider because they just took apart they beat the Bills and took apart the Chiefs. This is the first week I didn't even write the Chiefs down. They're not even.
I
didn't write them down. Like, not even, you know, like, what? Oh, put them in the bottom of it. They're not written down.
Before you go, I just want to add to what you said about how you're finding it more challenging. It's the opposite for me. It's been easier. I've found it easier to write teams off right now based on what Cleveland is right now and Kansas City, like teams that I was putting early on in the season in my top 5 until they turn it around, until we see more out of them. Not at this point.
So let me rephrase it. The top 5 isn't really that hard, but I have more teams I'm considering just to start off, right?
Like on the outside. Okay.
On the air, right? The first week I just wrote down 9 teams that had a pair to 5. This week, I probably have 12 or 13 teams that I think just you have to think about, at least give it a glance, and they belong somewhere in the 10 or whatever. So I got to my 5. I have about 13 or 14 good teams in the NFL right now. Aaron, why don't you start us off? Who are Aaron Hawksworth's top 5 teams in pro football right now?
All right, let's dive into this. So, number 1, got to go with the Cardinals. Just a complete team. Defense is ranked 4th in the league. Offense is ranked 7th in the league. They're still unbeaten. They've got credible wins. They beat the Rams, Browns, Titans, Niners. So they're number 1 for me. Number 2, the Bucs. Tom Brady, he's at an MVP level right now. He loves playing in Florida. He said things are going well for him down there. And I just think they can play better than anyone. Brady is number 1 in passing yards and 2nd in passing touchdowns. The defense has been struggling, but they are very strong against the run, forcing teams to pretty much only throw. Number 3, this one was tough. The number 3 spot, there were a few teams I could have put there, but I decided to go with the Cowboys. Life is good for the 5-1 Cowboys. They were coming off the bye. I know Dak has a little bit of an injury right now, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. But as things stand today, I'm putting them at number 3. And then number 4, got to do something fun here, right? It's the Bengals. I love the Bengals. Even after that tough loss to the Titans, they had a big statement win over the Ravens. Joe Burrow playing out of his mind. I like him for comeback player of the year, so I'm going with the Bengals there. And then I've got to put my Ravens in there, Joe-O. Joe-O and I were talking trash last night, texting each other. He's like, oh, are you going to put the Ravens number one? I was like, good idea. But no, I put them at number five. Now, I'm kind of with Joe G on this. I left the Rams out. I left the Titans out. The number five was tough for me, and there were a couple teams that probably could crack the top five, but for me, we are going with Ravens 5, Bengals 4, Cowboys 3, Bucks 2, Cardinals number 1.
All right. Cardinals 1 for Aaron Hawksworth. I will go next.
You know what, Joe G? I feel like the last couple of weeks, for the most part, we built a consensus as a show. After Aaron's picks, I can tell you we have not built a consensus. We are going in the opposite direction.
I can tell we're going there as well. All right. Number one is easy. They are a top four team in offensive DVOA. They're a top four team in defensive DVOA. They are 7-0. The Arizona Cardinals right now are number one in the power rankings. All they do is you line them up and they beat teams. That's it. They went to Cleveland and was like, oh, this is the week. I said it. I was wrong. This whole show was like, oh, this is the week. They went there with a bunch of issues. Their coach wasn't there and they won that game. Last week, it was like, oh, this number's too big. They're not going to cover. And they just beat up the Texans, which is that crazy. But they beat them up. They covered. They have beat down the good teams. They beat down the bad teams. They add another tight end, another weapon. It's the Cardinals. And now they get a banged-up Packers team tomorrow. Banged-up, COVID, you know what I mean. They're not going to have all their players. And they'll probably get to 8-0. So I have the Cardinals at number one in my power rankings.
Give them a credit for facing a team with missing 9 starters. I can't wait for that.
They didn't just win. They blew the doors off the Browns in that game. And they're most
credit
impressive.
Credit to the Cardinals for putting the Packers on their schedule this week.
Yeah, yes. Jerks.
Exactly. So they deserve the credit for that.
They're going to get lucky again.
How about their most impressive win of the year? No one has made the Rams look like that. And they went to Los Angeles and just beat around the Rams. So I have the Cardinals at number one. Number two, Buffalo off the bye. I'm not going to knock it down. They've been the most complete team in the AFC. The loss last week in Tennessee, that was a tough one for them. But I like Buffalo at number two. Number three, all right, I'm boosting up Tampa Bay. They just continue to roll over teams. I mean, they're just leaving no doubt. Tom Brady... It's become ridiculous at this point to how young he looks. I mean, these games aren't even competitive anymore. Tampa Bay is my number three team. Number four, Aaron and I have them in the same spot. It's time. The Cincinnati Bengals are in. They're in my top five. I can't ignore it. I Joe Burrow looks like an MVP. I took him the other day at 40-1 to win the MVP. Ja'Marr Chase is the most explosive and best rookie wide receiver since – I believe Randy Moss. I know Beckham had a nice little run, but this is better. I mean, this is unbelievable what he's doing. Their defense added 6 players with free agency in the offseason. Almost all of them are making impacts. Their defense is probably the most underrated defense in the NFL. No one talks about the Bengals' defense. It's all Burrow and Chase, and they're good.
True.
And they get the Jets this week to continue it. I have Cincinnati at number 4, and I'm going to leave Dallas in my top 5 off of their bye. I do... I have a little concern about Dak because I keep hearing like, should be fine, should be good. We'll see. Last time we saw him, he was in a boot leaving New England. But I have Dallas at number 5. So that means I left off the Rams. I left off the Ravens. I left off the Titans. Chargers off their bye, left them off too. So there's a lot of good
the
teams.
The only difference was the Bills. I had the Ravens and you had the Bills and we have a different order.
Yeah, and the Packers.
But ours aren't that. Oh, yeah.
We both left the Packers off at 6-1. Yes. But all right. So I have Arizona, Buffalo, Tampa Bay, Cincinnati, and Dallas. Here comes Joe O to just totally spit on the Cardinals.
I cannot wait. And drum roll, please.
And we'll find out where he has Case Keenum and the Browns in his top 5.
This is outrageous. I mean, this is my football sensibilities are offended after the display that you two just put on here with your top 5 power rankings. This is disgusting. Still. You guys make fun of me about Arizona. The 6-1 LA Rams can't crack the top 5?
Nope.
That's ridiculous.
No. They struggled with Jared Goff and the Lions.
Struggle? Didn't they beat him by double digits? What was
they
the score?
Nine points.
I mean, I guess you could make the argument that good teams find ways to win, but that was a no for me after seeing that.
Oh, my God.
Can't trust them.
This is disgusting. All right. I mean, I guess Aaron was right about one thing. It's because as soon as I sign on today, I hear I'm nominating Joe Ostrowski for Cranky Coworker today. It's like it's Cranky Coworker Day. The other day, people just make up days. It was Happy Tight Ends Day. What were they calling it on Sunday?
Oh, please don't bring that back.
National Tight Ends
Day. National Tight Ends Day. All right, here we go. Listen, Tampa Bay Bucks were number one last week. They're going to remain number one. I mean, why would I knock them out after what they did last week without Antonio Brown, without Gronk, without Lavonte David, without Richard Sherman? They're down the cornerbacks like 7 and 8 right now, honestly. And they're still just hammering teams. So the Tampa Bay Bucks remain in the top spot.
It's winner take all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's winner take all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, you guys, if you were doing this last year, you would have had Steelers number one all year. All the way to 11-0.
No.
We know they were trash. We knew they were trash. I'm not saying the Cardinals are trash.
Yes, you are.
They're getting my two spot. Second best team in the NFL. I think that's fair. They're still there at number two. You know, they did have some close wins. They barely beat Minnesota by 1 point. I'm just raising that. And, you know, for a quarter, something called the Houston Texans was beating them with Davis Mills 5-0 last week. But no, I mean, I've had Arizona number two, and I actually think that's pretty high when I look at some of the bookmakers. I'm looking forward to talking to Nick Kalikas, like where he puts Arizona overall in their power ratings over at Circa. One other quick note on the Bucks. Even though I do have them number one, look at the quarterbacks they've beaten. They beat two rookie quarterbacks. They beat Matt Ryan, Jalen Hurts, Jacoby Brissett. So I when they faced good ones, it was Dak. They barely got by him early, and it was a loss to Stafford. So just something to keep an eye on when the Bucks do face a good quarterback. All right, Bucks 1, Cardinals 2, Rams 3. You guys don't want to give them any credit, but I have them as the third best team in the NFL, 6-1 record, fourth best point differential, the only loss to Arizona. So obviously they need to be behind them right now. Houston's next. So they're going to be 7-1. You guys will say, oh, well, it's just Houston. So they're still outside the top five. But then it's Tennessee, San Francisco. They could easily be 8-2 after the first 10 games. And then you guys are going to be forced to put them in your top five. Buffalo Bills were on bye. And I really don't have any reason to ding them because they were scheduled to bye. They were in my four spot last week. So they're going to remain there. They have the second best point differential in the NFL at plus 105, only behind Arizona. Listen to their next three: Miami, Jacksonville, New York Jets. The Bills are quickly going to be 7-2. All right, so Bucks, Cardinals, Rams, Bills, fifth spot, Cincinnati. No, I'm going Dallas. Yeah, I'm going Dallas. Even though they were on a bye, as things shuffle around, as we've been talking about in those 3, 4, 5 spots, I decided to put Dallas in there at the number five spot. You know what's so impressive is they're number six in point differential, and they've had one fewer game than most teams in the NFL. Now their last four wins, they have not beaten good teams. So I wonder if their value right now in the betting market is a little inflated. That New England game went to overtime. Giants, Panthers, Eagles, all really bad teams right now. So I want to see this Cowboys team tested a little bit. But yeah, I also kept the Ravens out like Joe G did. I decided to keep Cincinnati out, and Green Bay is a no-go right now.
So we all don't have Green Bay. Who is the hardest one for you to keep out? The Rams were the hardest one. They, if I kept going, they were six. Like they, I just didn't want to knock Dallas out because last week I said Dallas is better than the Rams right now, but it, that was the hardest one.
If it weren't for the COVID, you know, the COVID situation with the Packers, I would have put them in. But, you know, if I'm looking at it this week, I had to take that into consideration. But I mean, I love the Packers. I definitely would have had them in my top five.
So, see, I didn't think there was a team that was very tough to keep out because Baltimore, that was their second loss, and they were just smashed by Cincinnati. And then the Bengals, I guess, but I don't know that they're ready for top five.
If you're going by records, if you're going by records with the Rams and with the Ravens, I don't understand what's the
issue. Well, it's everything. It's not just record. It's the way
they lost. Well, he does have the Cardinals in. He has the Cardinals in too.
I know.
And the Ravens point differential is only like plus 20 on the year. Yeah. Like it's not that. It's around the Packers.
There's a lot of teams that 20, 30, 40 range. The Titans are in there. It's not that impressive, but obviously they're racking up wins. Joe, you mentioned on Tampa, we should keep in mind as the season goes along, you said they struggled against a couple good quarterbacks. They beat up on the bad ones, right? The below average ones. Depending on what you think of Matt Ryan at this point of his career, I can make a case they will see one top quarterback between now and the playoffs. Here's who they're going to face.
So easy.
It's Jameis Winston, Taylor Heineke, Daniel Jones, Carson Wentz, Matt Ryan, Josh Allen, Jameis Winston, Sam Darnold or P.J. Walker or whoever the heck they're going to throw out there, Zach Wilson, assuming he's healthy, and the Carolina Panthers nonsense again. That's it. That's their schedule. Like they might only see one top-flight quarterback between now and when they have to see Dak, Stafford, Kyler in some combination potentially to get to a Super Bowl. So we're not really going to know about that Bucs defense. You know, we know about the offense. We know about Tom Brady. That's easy. But the defense, we won't really know to trust it until we get to January. We have to pick a winner for the Super Bowl. It's weird.
Something to keep in mind. We'll see if this continues. But when you're facing those top flight quarterbacks in the playoffs, that might be something worth noting. You know that they'll be going for that bye for sure. Aaron, why do you hate the Bills so much? What's wrong with the Bills? Why do you hate them?
I actually really like the Bills. That was another team that I really struggled with to put in. Okay. I had the Bills and the Packers in the top five and was just moving stuff around. And I also just wanted to be different.
Yeah, you know a team that none of us brought up? It's two seed right now in the AFC. The Las Vegas. Yeah. Nobody brought them up.
Or the Chargers.
I thought about that too. I was gonna put the Raiders in just to make things fun. I thought about that one as well last night, but that was a little bit of a stretch.
BetQL Daily presented by FanDuel Sports. We will come back. We will look at go off the board and Mike Tomlin screaming and yelling about USC. I love that sound, but it's coming up next on BetQL Daily presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.